With your QCCR News Update, I'm Ed Halverson. Organizers of the annual Hank Snow Tribute are calling this year's event a rebuilding. Aside from a mini-tribute that was held in 2022 to mark the 30th anniversary of the show, the COVID-19 pandemic kept the event off the schedule for the past 3 years. That was bad news for the Hank Snow Hometown Museum, which relies on the proceeds of the tribute to fund its year-round operations. Museum administrator and chair of the Hank Snow Tribute, Vina Moses, says the Friends of Hank Snow Society are determined to get things back on track.
You know, COVID devastated us financially. It devastated us, of course. We were down. Our feelings were down. But we all kept saying we are going to make it. So this particular tribute is our rebuild. And it's a rebuilding for all of the things that we have to do. Rebuilding with the musicians, rebuilding of a new type of tribute.
Organizers are shaking up the event this year by expanding from one headlining act for the festival to 4 days of headliners. Included in the list are Ruth Manning and the Prospectors, the Nova Scotia Country Music Hall of Famers, Southern Breeze, the Rhinestone Romeos, and Joyce Simone. Moses, who is also a longtime host and former general manager at QCCR, says keeping the legacy of Hank Snow alive is important. She says the Liverpool native opened the door to the Nashville music scene for generations of Canadians to follow. The former train station that houses the Hank Snow Hometown Museum was significant to Snow during a rough childhood.
Well, it's very interesting that Hank Snow called this particular train station his safe place when he was a child. He was an abused child, and whenever he thought he was going to be abused, he came in here and laid down and slept here. So when they called him and they said, we're going to have the train station as a museum, he was so excited.
Moses says roughly 3,000 people from around the world, including some prominent Canadian country musicians, make the pilgrimage to the museum each year. She is excited to see the RVs rolling in from across the museum to set up base camp for the 4-day tribute. Tickets for the event being held at Queen's Place are still available at ticketpro.ca. More information on the Hank Snow Tribute can be found on the museum website and Facebook page. Links to those are on our website. For QCCR, I'm Ed Halverson.